hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely amazing day today. A lot of stuff going on, as always. And one thing I just wanted to add on, I did a little bit more research because Dad talked in detail yesterday about the social credit score that has encompassed China now. They have now said earlier that I read that they are blocked over 25 million airplane, train, and bus tickets nationwide already, and they said that they've blocked three times as many plane tickets as they have bus or train tickets, essentially showing that international traffic is being much heavier suppressed than anything else. They also went on to say among the examples the newspaper highlights is dishonest behavior. We were talking yesterday, what constitutes dishonest behavior or not, you know, worthy that they're bringing up. Now they're saying not paying your parking fees, which apparently China has parking fees like everywhere. Eating on a train, which I got a kick out of because I eat like everywhere I go. So I wasn't sure how that's supposed to work if you're on a 2 or 3 hour train ride. Now all of a sudden you pull out a protein bar or a Tupperware and all of a sudden your credit score goes down because you're eating. They also said changing jobs with questionable or malicious intent. So if you get tired of your job apparently at Apple and you get sick of jumping out the window and getting caught in the suicide nets every single day, and you have enough of that position, and you decide you want to change to another position where you're not going to commit suicide every day, they're going to drop your social credit score because you change jobs with malicious intent, is what they're saying here. They also said, this is also interesting, it said the Chinese reportedly found that the populations with the highest number of violations are living in the wealthiest areas, interesting enough, suggesting that the Communist Party is targeting influential businessmen in the system to keep them under their command. I just thought that was interesting because, you know, it's been talking about mainly like, oh, people are broke, they don't have money, they're, you know, they're not credit worthy. Apparently that's not who they're mainly targeting. They're targeting the individuals that have a platform. They're targeting the individuals that are multimillionaires. They're targeting the individuals that can fly out of the country whenever they want. They're targeting the individuals that can have a voice and people listen if they choose to do so. So I just wanted to kind of expand on that a little bit further, Dad, when I did more research last night on it.
Well, this is exactly, you know, what the Soviet Union did. They're following the same model. I told you yesterday. I mean, the Rothschild banking cartel, who did the doggone overthrow of Russia, you know, back in the early 1900s, it took 20 years to do it. They're the same group that came to the United States, and they're the same group that also went to China. It's all part of the one world regime. Yesterday, Zero Hedge put an article out, Zero Hedge. And usually Tyler Durden has everything underneath his own name, but this time it was authored by Brandon Smith via the altmarket.com. And I've never seen Tyler Durden put out one this strong before and reprint it. One of the best articles I've ever read. We've posted it on healthmasters.com, so you need to read it. And it's called America Will Lose the Trade War Because That Is What the Globalists Want to Happen. It says times of great political and social crisis can always be linked back to a common root cause, false paradigms. There are many people out there who have no clue what this phrase means, just have no clue what the phrase controlled opposition means. This is going back to what Otto Kahn said. Now, I'm not quoting Otto Kahn. I should have written the article, by the way. I need to rewrite it. Otto Kahn, central banker, 1920, said, we control both sides, which means controlled opposition. Some of these people are new activists to the liberty movement who recently joined because of their fervor for the Trump administration. They think the world of sovereignty and nationalism revolves around Trump because, frankly, they've been duped by a false paradigm themselves. False paradigms are a base tactic of what is known as a fourth generation warfare. The purpose of the fourth generation warfare is described in the document From Psychop to Mind War, a document circulated within the DOD, by the way, Department of Defense, by the 7th Psychological Operations Group, and written by now former General Paul Vallee, you know, in the document, and former Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, by the way, he was a self-professed Satanist. He started one of the churches of Satans in California. I kid you not. We're not making this stuff up. I recommend it as a means to understand how the globalists tend to think. and how they use division to conquer populations and to come to terms with the fact that these people are not held in check by empathy or morality or reason. What an incredible first paragraph or second paragraph of this article. As far as fourth generation warfare is concerned, mind war describes a method of psychological manipulations and propaganda used by governments and militaries as a means to turn a target population against itself. Are you listening to me? The goal is to win a war against a group of people by causing them to destroy each other so that the government does not have to combat them directly. How about the abortion war right now? How about what's going on with that? How about what's going on with people absolutely attacking each other over the abortion issue? How about people attacking each other over white privilege or male privilege or cis privilege or transgender privilege? I mean, they're using all of these special interest groups now to divide and conquer our population. We've stopped raising little Americans. False paradigms are the premier tool for pursuing this outcome. They are achieved by dividing a population through false leadership and fake, sometimes real outside threats, as well as manufactured crisis events. Globalist institutions and the political puppets they control use false paradigms as a means to distract the public away from their criminal endeavors. In other words, you know, Julian Assange is being arrested. Hillary Clinton trots around free. While we are focused on the political left or the political right or the Russians or the Iranians or the Chinese, they're exploiting our fear and doubt to gain more centralization and more power. For globalists, the great prize is, of course, open global economic management rather than covert management, a one-world currency, a cashless society, as well as global government. I'm going to add to this article in a one-world religion under Lucifer. They want a veritable worldwide feudal plantation state, and they want the masses to embrace it willingly or perhaps even beg for it, like Henry Kissinger said. To obtain this prize, they will need a considerable economic disaster. Here we go. The U.S. economy and the dollar would have to be undermined. The Americas would not consent to global governance as long as our society remains relatively affluent and comfortable. In other words, as long as we're kind of doing what we want to do and chilling out, we're not going to want somebody to take over the United States. But Henry Kissinger said, when the troops show up, we'll be begging for it. But how is this being accomplished by the elites? And now I'm not going to call them elites. I'm just going to call them Luciferians. You know, blankety blank on that elite stuff. These people are not elites. They suck. Okay. I can't stand these guys, and I'm not going to – that's that started by that one guy, I'm not going to mention his name, who you say, oh, the elite said this and the elite said that. No, no. The low-life, sabotaging, cabalist, Luciferian scum.
There you go.
There you go. They're not the elites. They're not the elites. No way, no way. And he goes – and these are the central bankers, by the way. But now they're basically accomplishing this. Now what are they going to do with their trade plans? I have been writing extensively on controlled demolition of the U.S. economy for some time. January 2018, I predicted in my article, Party While You Can, Central Bank Ready to Pop the Everything Bubble, that Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve would pursue policy tightening and would continue to until the bubble in the fundamentals, corporate debt, consumer debt, housing, retail, stock markets collapse. So far, I've been proven correct. The fundamentals are plunging, and only stock markets remain. In the second quarter of 2019, the Fed is still cutting assets exponentially from its balance sheet and still refuses to pull interest rates back from their neutral rate of inflation, despite the predictions of many of the mainstream alternative media. Personally, I don't think we're at neutral inflation. I think we're about 10% inflation. I would not have put that into this article. The Fed has used a tactic of addictive stimulus measures and artificially low interest rates to create massive financial bubbles in the past, and they almost always use tightening policies to collapse. In short, according to Friedman and Schwartz, because of the institutional changes and misguided doctrines, the banking panics of the Great Contraction were much more severe and widespread than they would normally occur during a downturn. And yes, this is happening again today. As the economy nosedives, banking institutions buy up more hard assets. Listen to me. This is what I've told you what they do. As the economy nosedives, the banking institutions buy up blue chip stocks. They buy up land. They buy up houses. They buy up gold, and they consolidate more power because they know they're fixing to collapse everything, and they want to have real assets when they cash back out. It's exactly what they did to the Weimar Republic. You got to watch what they did. Hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic. The only people that survived it had blue chip stocks, gold, silver, hard assets, land. That's it. But if you put all your cash into the land, you're going to find out that when the crap hits the fan and you're out of cash and you got to pay your taxes. This is what they did to the South during the Civil War, after the Civil War, during Reconstruction, and they buy things for tax receipts for pennies on the dollar. And each time global economic management is suggested as a possible solution to this very crisis, it's very created. Okay? Then he says, my question has never been, will there be a crash? The crash of the U.S. is mathematically inevitable. In my article, Trump Trade Wars was a perfect smokescreen for a market crash, published in March 2018, I outline exactly how they plan to get away with it. In the article, I examine the strange number of similarities in policy between Donald Trump and Herbert Hoover. There we go. They've already done it before, including the use of large-scale tariffs right before the collapse of the U.S. financial system. They did this right before the Great Depression. While it was the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases and the weakness that exacerbated and prolonged the Great Depression for many years, it was Herbert Hoover's policy and perhaps the gold standard that were blamed for the crash, because they didn't want to have the blame go on the Federal Reserve Bank, which contracted the M1 money supply. That should have been mentioned in the article. In other words, Donald Trump is following almost the exact same path as Herbert Hoover, and Trump's trade war with China is being used by the banking elites. There they said that again, the banking scum of the planet, as cover for their sabotage of the U.S. economy. In the end, it will be Trump and all of his populist followers who will get the blame for the destabilization of our financial structure, and the central bankers will once again have the perfect scapegoat in the stooge of Donald Trump. I added that. And then he goes on and says, it's Trump and the false left-right paradigm, but how could the banking elites and globalists possibly predict Trump's behavior in order to take advantage of it? Well, if you look at Trump's background, it's what I said yesterday, as well as the number of elites he's placed within his own cabinet. Now, these aren't elites. This is Goldman Sachs scum, CFR scum, Rothschild crony scum. The reality, if the situation becomes clear, Trump is a puppet and always has been. There, he said it. We say it. Now I'm saying it again. He's a puppet. And he goes on to say, in my article, Trump is a Pied Piper for the New World Order. Here we go, baby. We're going to dance. I outline Trump's history with the banking elites, including his relationship with the Rothschild banking agent Wilbur Ross, who bailed Trump out of his debts and saved him from the effects of bankruptcies in the 90s. I've told you that dozens of times. Trump's biggest campaign promise in 2016 was to drain the swamp in D.C. of the financial lowlife scum and globalists that Hillary Clinton was closely tied to. But when he entered the White House, he made Wilbur Ross Rothschild his Secretary of Commerce, hired on Goldman Sachs goons like Steve Mnuchin and Gary Cohn, and has brought warmongering psychopathic think tank members like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo to his cabinet. How can you still say Trump is doing a job? Okay, this is not three-dimensional chess. This is BS. He's exactly right on this. The globalists don't have to predict Trump's behavior. They dictate his behavior. I told you he's being controlled. Thus, this false left-right paradigm reigns supreme once again, the same paradigm many Trump followers thought they were escaping by rallying against the Clinton presidency. Current Trump cheerleaders completely ignore all of this. However, I've not seen one of them confront the issue of Trump's cabinet or his association with the Rothschilds. I have. They either ignore it or outright they claim that Trump is keeping his enemies close, using his expertise to free America. This is insanity. This is not three-dimensional chess. It's insanity, but it showcases the power of the false paradigm. Conservatives were so afraid of Clinton that they jumped on the bandwagon of Trump's controlled opposition administration, and they refused to admit they've been conned. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. I don't believe we got conned. I'm going to say this. I believe that Trump had good intentions when he was running for office, because he called out too much stuff like immunizations, the Federal Reserve Bank, and all of this other stuff was going on. He was calling it all out in these giant rallies. I believe that the Wilbur Ross boys and girls and the Rothschild banking cartel, who's got Trump by the nape of the neck, we'll put it that way, that they're basically saying, hey, bud, here's what you're going to do. Hey, here's, bud, what's going to happen to your family, and here's what's going to happen to you financially. You're going to do what we tell you to do, because there's going to be HE double sticks to pay if you don't. And we've showed you what we can do in the last 2 years by having this giant false paradigm about you and the Russians, and we could have impeached you at any time we wanted to. So by gosh, you're going to listen to us now, and you're going to do what you say, or we're going to make your life miserable. That's what I believe they've done to Trump. And Trump, being the stooge, bless his heart, that he is, all right, remember what he told Billy Bush? Grab him by the... Yeah, that's him. That's our president. He doesn't know what to do. He's the accidental president, like Robert David Steele said. He expected Hillary to win. I mean, who in the world can compete against that Hillary war machine? I can tell you who. Julian Assange. Oh, that's right. He's the one that's being tortured in the prison in England right now. Oh, that's the same Julian Assange with WikiLeaks. Oh, yeah, when he released Podesta and his soul-cooking, blood-drinking buddies. Yeah, we all rallied behind Donald because we were believing God that he was going to help us out of this mess that these financial scum have brought upon us in the United States. Donald Trump left the Trump movement. He left Make America Great Again. We are still out there wanting to make America great again. Donald Trump has capitulated to the New World Order and the financial, banking, Rothschild, blood-drinking scum that rule this planet. Now, I can't be any more direct than this. Now, that's about as type A as I can get. I'm doing my best not to say a bad word here and there because this is absolutely right in what's happened. Trump has capitulated. To those who actually track the health of the U.S. economy, Trump's statements may even seem delusional. If you understand that the Trump is controlled opposition, that he is not, he is playing a scripted role of a bumbling villain, his statements make perfect sense. The U.S. economy is not the greatest it's ever been. In fact, it's the worst it's been since the crash of 2008. I have the evidence in clear detail that the crash in U.S. economic fundamentals is accelerating. Trump is wrapping himself around the implosion of the everything bubble as a mascot of fiscal destruction and is trying to drag all conservatives with him. Guys, I couldn't have said it better than that. And then it goes on to talk about the false China and the false West, East-West paradigm. It says the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Foundation have been influencing Chinese social and political developments since the late 1800s. The Rockefeller family's a Rothschild cutout, guys. They allowed them to get into the Federal Reserve of Chase Manhattan Bank. The Rothschild banking cartel and the Rockefellers are synonymous. They're the same people. It's the same group. That's what it is. China's central bank, I said this yesterday, is currently linked to the Bank for International Settlements, which is a central bank of central banks. And as admitted in the article for Harper's of 83, the Bank of International Settlements writes the policy for all of the member banks, including China, and the doggone It means that China's central bank and the Federal Reserve are both controlled by the globalists. It's the Rothschild financial banking elite scum is what they are. You want to put elite in there? They're basically the ones who control the Bank of International Settlements. This was originally set up, by the way. You guys want to know the truth about the BIS. This was set up to make Germany and to force Germany to pay back the war reparations to the international communities. That's why the Bank of International Settlements was set up. All of it is Rothschild controlled. China also works closely with the IMF. And the yuan has been inducted into the SDR basket system. And China has called on multiple occasions for the SDR basket to replace the U.S. dollar as the world reserve structure. I talked about this yesterday. The IMF is openly discussing the introduction of a cashless digital currency. That's why the blockchain technology is taken back off again. That's why Bitcoin is going back up again. This means the trade war is a farce. And when it comes to the elites in China, not the scum. I don't know why we have to keep calling them elite. It should be the elites and China. And the U.S., there is no division and no conflict. All they want to do is the same thing, global concentration. And then he goes on with the trade war smokescreen. You can read this full article at healthmasters.com. Guys, I wanted to cover this article. I don't normally read articles in depth like this. This is exactly, almost exactly, and I added some more things to it, of what I've been telling you guys for the past 5 years. I mean, I don't know how to make it any more clear than this. You know, we've been duped by Donald Trump, who I believe God could have used, but he had a freedom of will. Remember, Adam was created in God's image. I mean, he's trotting around the garden. God makes Eve. Eve brings an apple or a piece of fruit or whatever. He didn't say it was an apple to Adam. And all of a sudden, he gets dragged into a ditch because of his own free will. Free will is what allows us to worship God willingly and to become Christians without being a robot. They don't want us having free will. That's why they want to bring transhumanism in. They want to implant us with chips that control every thought, everything we say, everything we do. They don't want freedom of will. They don't want us to have the choice to come in and say, I'm going to worship God. I'm going to go worship Jesus. I'm going to accept Jesus, Yeshua as my Lord and my Savior. They don't want you to do that. They want robots. They want automatons. They want a feudal society. It's like this article says. they want to put us all back on the slave plantation. I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic, they want you on a slave plantation. And that slave plantation is going to be planet Earth. And this is what they've done. And this is why so many alternative news voices have been compromised. Because from one way or another way, they find a way to compromise them. They may have started off at one time telling the truth, being true, conservative, loyal patriots, and they run down the road going, what the heck? I'm going to go ahead and capitulate. Why? Yeah, I heard a pastor say one time, even a dead fish can float downstream. Guys, we got to be swimming upstream against this. We got to fight this with every breath, with every nuance in our body. We can't allow these guys to do this. You know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's how I look at it. And I'm not going to sit here and capitulate to this new world order. I'm not going to do it. You've never heard me capitulate. I told you years ago, if I've got to capitulate, if I feel something's not going to be right, or I got to do this, or I got to do that, I'm pulling the show. I'm getting off. We'll let it be the Austin Brewer show. Ted's going to be gone, and Austin's going to try to figure it out. He's younger than me anyhow. And so I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to allow myself to be compromised on this. This is why I've gotten into so many arguments with the forever Trumpers. Oh, he's playing three-dimensional chess. Oh, he's so wonderful. Look what he's done. Yeah, I see what he's done. I see him put more CFR members into his cabinet than any other president in the history of the world, as far as I know, as far as the history since 1920 when the CFR got started, 1919. I see that. I see him put a whole bunch of Rothschild cronies and Wilbur Ross back into his doggone positions of authority in cabinet, all the stuff that he's been doing. I see all that. I see immigrants coming over by tens of thousands a week. And, yeah, I've seen all that, too. Yeah, I also saw the declaring an emergency in the border and the executive order to stop all that. Yeah, I see all that, too. Yeah, that's right. I see drugs coming in by the boatload, trainload, plane load from Afghanistan, doubling in volume since he took office. Yeah, I got that one, too. Yeah, 4.8 metric tons, 4,800 metric tons to 10,000 metric tons of heroin coming into the United States now under Trump. Quiet. Ted. It's what we're doing. I mean, my wife's half brother died of a heroin overdose 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, should we talk about this? No. Can't talk about that. Doesn't happen. Well, what about the Ritalin? What about the ADD drugs? What about Adderall? What about these are amphetamine salts? Should we give it? Oh, quiet. No. What about Gardasil? Gardasil shot sterilizing everybody. Not everybody, but a lot of the girls get sterilized. Premature ovarian failure. Shh, Ted, you're doing it again, bud. You're doing it again. Can't do that, buddy. You got to understand. Shut up. I don't want to shut up. I just want to ask you guys a question. What about the fluoride? No. Not the fluoride. That makes them servile and infertile. We can't talk about fluoride. You're nuts. What use does rat poison and it drops IQ scores? No. It would never drop an IQ score. No. Insert that fluoride IV back in. Take your fluoride, relax, chill out, watch the TV, watch the flickery, go back into your theta brainwave state, eat your potato chips, eat them, they're good, they're loaded with monosodium glutamate, it's glutamic acid, it's an excitotoxin, it trains your brain, oh yeah, eat those potato chips, oh, have some more diet sodas, brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, we must maintain the diet sodas. I don't want to drink diet sodas. Oh, so you have no choice. We're going to put it in everything. Aspartame, brain entrainment molecule. Come on, guys. Really? Am I the only person talking about this stuff, me and Austin? I mean, what's up with all this? Why in the world do we think that they can tell us what we're supposed to do, think, and say, and how we're supposed to live? And I'm going to say it again. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Austin, what do you think?
That was a very, very, very good explanation on a lot of this stuff, bud. And it really is sad because I feel like you and I are both kind of in the same lone boat out to sea, you know, kind of yelling with a megaphone and people are listening and everybody's going, oh, they're the only ones talking about this. Everybody else wants to talk about the Democrats and Republicans and what – Mueller came up with again, and what idiot Ortiz said yesterday, and how
big of an idiot
and how big of a pedophile some of these individuals are, which granted that topic needs to get brought up a lot. But again, if you've noticed, they always spin the narrative. Every time something comes out about the pedophilia, the child abductions, all this stuff, they always spin the narrative every single time. I mean, you got pedophile Biden. I mean, unbelievably weirdo pervert. I mean, you see it in the videos, even in the chambers when they're just taking photos with families, how perverted and weird he is. And now he's running for president for the circus clown act again. This whole thing is constantly a narrative that they want you to follow, and that's why we talk about all this stuff. Like Dad said earlier about the gold. I just saw an article earlier here. It was talking about the World Gold Council published its quarterly report last week, and it shows that central banks and foreign governments around the world are buying up gold at the fastest pace in over 6 years. They said the World Gold Council report showed foreign governments and central banks have been buying more gold than in the past 6 years. Net gold purchases in quarter one of 2019 among foreign governments and central banks was nearly 70% higher than quarter one of 2018, and the highest rate of the first quarter purchases in over 6 years. The Chinese in particular have been stockpiling gold. Oh, I wonder why? Because they're poised to become probably part of the new world order. And also, too, it's not just China. Russia, Turkey, Qatar, Colombia, all longtime allies of the United States as far as Colombia, been buying more gold. They know it's about to happen. They see the writing on the wall. They know how important it is to have money diversified and having precious metals or platinum and silver and gold. I love platinum. I've bought platinum for a long time now. I love silver, like a lot of silver, too. Silver's great because it's so doggone cheap. I mean, you can buy a roll of Silver Eagles right now for, what, $260? I mean, for 20 ounces of Silver Eagles? I mean, recognized anywhere in the world as currency. You don't have to pay income tax on them because they are not a fee. There is no income on them. They're a currency. I mean, golly. And it's funny, I talk to people about buying some food and buying some silver and keeping stuff stored up, and they go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get around that. Well, how long is it going to take you to get around that? You know, I know people for 3-4 years have been telling me they're going to get around to that, still haven't got around to that. I mean, what is it going to take? You know, is it going to take you moving down to Florida and having a blackout for a week because of a hurricane before you decide you want to have a generator or backup power or backup anything? Is that what it's going to take? I mean, look what's going on in South Africa now. South Africa, because remember, the whites were so bad in South Africa. Remember, it was all the whites' fault. The whites did everything in South Africa bad. They decided they want to start butchering and murdering them and throwing tires over their heads and burning them alive. Good friend of mine, actually the company that makes Toby's Beef Jerky, he's from South Africa. They got extracted. They had a hot extraction from South Africa. From his dad had the ability to get him a helicopter and get out of there because the whole family was about to get butchered. Tens of thousands of families in South Africa right now for no legitimate reason, simply because they're white. Of course, media blackout. Well, now, after 150 years of South Africa being one of the top areas of the world, having electricity, I mean, very, very prominent area, it's completely gone downhill over the last 20 to 30 years. Now the country's going in the dark. Rolling blackouts that they now are saying is lasting as long as 12 hours. South Africans have grown used to eating by candlelight and heating water by pot and fire. Those who can afford it have been stocking up on generators, but the demand is so high, it is now taking 4 to 6 weeks to even get a generator in stock. Factories and mines are also struggling to maintain the country's industrial base when power can vanish for the entire workday. Traffic lights run off the same power grid, go into load shedding mode. The roads become a snarled maze of honking cars. The load shedding blackouts are a last-ditch effort to avert a national blackout that will send the entire country spiraling into complete darkness. Eskom, which is South Africa's state-owned power company, is completely bankrupt, fully dysfunctional, even after the millions of dollars that they've siphoned and illegally acquired, apparently, through all types of different taxes and bribes. It's not functional, can't function, everything's falling apart. Entire infrastructure in South Africa is in complete disarray. Now, I saw a report also, too, from Zero Hedge yesterday, that California, actually our country, our state, West Coast, are as a result of a new power plan to cut power on any high wind days during wildfire season all year long, millions of Californians could wind up unprepared in darkness. Now, what they're saying here is that the bankrupt PG&E, the electric company in California, is now proposing the precautionary plan after a transmission line snapped in a windy weather that started a fire last year. They said that this is the same fire last year, the alleged wildfire, where we saw aerial photos and ground photos of houses, block houses, burnt to the ground, trees, grass, wooden fences, everything around them completely intact, not even charred, just the concrete block house burned straight to the ground. Nothing else burned around it. Yeah, that wildfire. Neighborhoods where every single house in the neighborhood was literally in a pile ash heap, but the grass in everybody's yard was completely green and uncharred. That wildfire that supposedly started by natural causes from a transmission line popping now. That wildfire. Just want to address that one. The plan, they say, addresses the problem of the wildfires, but obviously creates another problem in the process. Blindsiding Californians with days of blackouts. They said this has caused some California residents to turn to home battery system and alternative means of power. However, the number of these systems in use is relatively small when compared to the over 5.5 million customers PG&E currently services. PG&E has already warned the city of Calistoga that it will cut services as many as 15 times for however long they deem necessary for the upcoming wildfire season and will depend on how extreme the weather is. The outage means that assisted living facilities will be crippled, street lights, gas pumps won't work, citizens will be in darkness. If this is the new normal, we have to accommodate for it, Comeen commented, who basically is one of the spokespersons for PG&E. However, what he did want to comment about is PG&E has an estimated $30 billion in liabilities, categorizing its January bankruptcy. Earlier this year, the company said it would widen the scope of its power shutoffs to include high transmission power lines, which is a safer plan, but it also impact about 10 times as many customers as compared to the earlier plan. So from 5 to 50 million customers could potentially have rolling blackouts because PG&E says they have to cut power during wildfire season because it may start another wildfire. You know, the wildfires that started last year that were burning the block houses down and all the grass around it wasn't burned. And I'm reiterating that again because if you haven't seen those videos, majority of them have been deleted and taken down. You need to look at them. That was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in my life. Even Gerard Butler, big actor, you know, played in 300, walking around his neighborhood, wood fences, posted wood fences, oak trees, St. Augustine grass, no fire, just the block house, the entire block house, concrete cement block house is burned down into rubble on the entire street, every single house. So when we start asking ourselves the question, what really happened with that wildfire? Was it really just a power line that happened to come broken loose and caught an entire part of California on fire, allegedly? I don't know. All I know is now we're seeing that PG&E, who has $30 billion in liabilities and is officially bankrupt, is now using as an excuse of wildfires to have rolling blackouts for the rest of the year. The same thing going on in South Africa. This is what happens when you have a country of socialist communists. This is what happens when you allow countries and states to go completely out of control and take the power from the people, extract it from the people, because the people are the power. The government workers work for them. But when you start handing that power voluntarily over to the government and saying, it's okay, we want you to take care of the illegal immigrants more than you take care of us. We want you to give them more money. We want you to take care of them. We don't want anything. We just want to be left in the dark because, you know, that's the best thing to do. And apparently that's the politically correct thing to say now. You want everybody else to be better than you, including the illegals that are coming here. That is what the socialist mantra is all about, and that is exactly what Cloward and Piven strategy has been brought in to do in the United States, is bring the country to its knees through an economic crash. And from what I'm seeing, they're doing a really, really good job of it, especially with all the illegal immigration, and now with California about to have rolling blackouts due to wildfires, Deb.
Well, Nero fiddles in the White House while the room burns. I mean, it just never ends, bud. And, you know, it's just – I guess, you know, and it's so – because I remember couple of our good friends, one of the guys locally here gives me a lot of articles for the show. He got mad at me. Yeah, he got mad when I had Chuck Baldwin on a couple years ago. He said, well, Trump's had plenty, hadn't had enough time yet, and Trump's got this, and Trump's doing stuff right. And finally, my buddy's starting to look at it and go, hey, wait a minute, you know, this ain't working right. And, you know, I mean, and then we still have some pastors who are in the White House that I know that they're still, you know, Trump, rah, ha, ha. And every time I send them articles, they say, well, yeah, you've been better off with Hillary, right, 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 right. To be honest with you guys, I can't say that anymore. Oh, my gosh, Ted, did he say, did Ted just say that? He couldn't, yeah. Well, here's why. You know, everybody hated her. They hated her. I mean, this is the witch of Benghazi. This is the Satanist. This is the woman who basically went into Libya. You know, we saw, we came, he died, we conquered. I mean, this is the same weirdo witch that was in the White House running back and forth to do her witch meetings, her little witch coven meetings in California. Think, well, you really would have, you know, here's the thing, guys. The patriots have gone to sleep. Q has gone to put everybody to sleep. The Pied Piper comes again. I mean, everybody just kind of snoring, and they're like pretending like, you know, the Trump will save us. And then I've got my patriot friends. I mean, these people, some of them were really good friends before this happened. And I mean, good friends. They've written me off as like, you know, no longer a Trumpy. I'm not a Trumpet, so I can't be right. I mean, it never ends. And see, and don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want the witch of Benghazi in the White House because I don't really want to look at her. I'm not saying she should have won, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have voted for Trump. But what I'm saying is ask yourself a question. And after Bill Clinton got out of the White House and we got George W., you know, the globalist, you know, with us, you know, you're either with the terrorists or you're with us, that George Bush, you know, he kind of got in and got a whole bunch of stuff passed, like the Patriot Act, you know, the National Defense Authorization Act, and all the other crazy things that he did. You know, I mean, Homeland Security, all this stuff from George W. I mean, you know, but then you say, well, Obama got a lot of stuff in too. Yeah, he did, didn't he? You know, Obama got a bunch of men weasel in the bathroom with little girls. Yeah, that's right. Obama brought the entire transgender thing with Michelle being his primary motivation, as far as I'm concerned, into the future of the world, as far as the United States now has become the world's leader in transgender activism. I mean, let's get a little, maybe they give us five little gold stars for that one. I mean, you know, one little gold star is not enough. I mean, we get to put the perverts who have sexual dysphoria and weirdo dysphoria and whatever dysphoria, the mental diseases, you know, and make them have rights. You know, I mean, you know, immorality is not a right. It's not something you can do just because you have a right to do it. You know, sin is not something you can just do because you have a right to kill or to maim or destroy. You don't have that right. It's not a social cause. I want to kill people. I mean, it's not that. But Obama did that. Obama gave us all of that filth, the transgender issues and the gays. Oh, everybody knows that Obama's gay. Everybody knows Michelle's a tranny, according to Joan Rivers. Dead 2 months later, died in surgery, said she was murdered. Yeah, wonder why. Cut her vocal cords, yeah. In the afterlife, mutant, dumb, and deaf. Oh, yeah, that's how these people think. Okay, we have to think through this for a second. Trump, I believe, had the ability to do something. I'm going to believe that until the day I chuck off this planet, until we decide to go home and be with the Lord. He chose not to. We didn't do that. So I want to give you guys a note of encouragement again. We didn't do anything. We supported the movement. He left the movement. He left. Make America great again. It's not make MA MAGA. It's not MAGA. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But basically, we need to make another country great again. It's in the Middle East, and that's what we're doing, and we're making them go to world power. And so it's just interesting to me how we're doing all of this stuff, and we're supposed to be saying, hey, we're patriots, and it's okay. By the way, Q people, where are the 100,000 indictments? Or was it up to 200,000? Is it a million indictments now? How about 500,000? How about 100,000,000? How about 3/4 of the population is going to be indicted now? I mean, have you seen how silly this is that nobody's getting indicted? Oh, Julian Assange is coming over to the United States to testify. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, huh? You know, now up in Sweden, they're reopening the case, and he's not even going to be coming to the United States. He's going to be going directly from England to Sweden. The boy's never going to see the outside of a cell again. if they don't kill him inside, if they don't MK Ultra him to death. I mean, this is what's going on, guys. The global elite, demon possessed, low life banker scum of the planet are running the show.
Yep.
Everything is a farce that you're being taught. I'm going to go switch to now. We're going to get off this topic because I'm still all irritated about that. New study is now finding that statin drugs only lower cholesterol levels to half of what they're advertised to in patients. Now, this is crazy because, you know, they don't work pretty much. You know, of the 165,000 patient studies, statins have to reduce LDL cholesterol levels by 40% after 2 years can be considered to be effective. And now we're finding that with 1 in 4 Americans over the age of 40 taking a statin, there are a lot of people out there spending money on a dangerous drug that's not providing any benefit. I mean, you know, statins interfere with the production of the coenzyme Q10, which supports the body's immune system and nervous system and brain health and mood health and boosts heart and other muscle health. It maintains normal healthy blood pressure and more. Statins weaken the immune system. It makes it difficult to fight off bacterial infections and increase the production of cytokines, which trigger sustained inflammation. They make some patients unable to concentrate or remember words. They're linked to muscle and neurological problems, including Lou Gehrig's disease. Statins inhibit the beneficial effects of omega-3 fatty acids by promoting the metabolism of omega-6 fatty acids like corn oil, which increases insulin resistance and the risks of developing diabetes, including also soy oil. There's evidence that statins block the benefits of exercise, which means basically if you're working out, you're taking statins, you need to stop working out. Exercise increases the activity and numbers of mitochondria, cells, the power plants that process sugars and fat. The study found that with the use of statin use, mitochondrial activity actually decreases with exercise. In other words, you get weaker and sicker. Your muscles don't recover. Statins work by reducing the body's ability to produce cholesterol, which is essential to brain health and the production of testosterone. Remember, the brain is 2% of the body's weight, but contains 25% of the entire body's cholesterol. I mean, think through this stuff, guys. Look at what statin drugs do. If it's me, my opinion, if your cholesterol is between 200 and 250, whatever, who cares? It used to be considered normal. Every time cholesterol goes under 200, all disease rates go up. Cancer goes through the roof. And testosterone production goes to the floor. You know, you say, well, I don't have a libido anymore. I can't think anymore. My muscles hurt. Yeah, okay, have some more of those. Yeah, why don't you sign me up for some of that mess? Nah, man, it's too easy. If your cholesterol is too high, drink more water. Take vitamin E. Take cod liver oil. Go on our healthy blood program. Just go on that and drink more water. Drink more distilled water. Don't put a bunch of fluoride and chlorine in your body, which helps to, you know, calcify your arteries. Don't do all that. Just go ahead and drink purified water and make sure that you have half your body weight in fluid ounces every day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water. 10-ounce glasses. That's all you need. Sip it throughout the day. Don't drink it all before you go to bed. And now you'll be up all night using the bathroom. But don't do that. Keep your body flushed out. Keep your blood thin. Primary component of blood is water. Yeah, you got to keep it thin. You got to keep the blood running like it's water, not like it's molasses or honey or whatever. I mean, you got to think through it. You don't need blood sludge clogging up your arteries. And you certainly don't need to be taking drugs that are going to lower cholesterol and make you so you can't think anymore. So you got to think through all of this stuff that we're doing and what it's doing to you, and is that okay? Here's another one. Gardasil vaccine on trial. Attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposes the Merck corruption. Excellent video. I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., by the way. And he says, many of the things I'm going to say today would be slanderous if they weren't true. And if they are not true, then Merck should sue me. But Merck won't do that. And they won't do that because in the United States, truth is an absolute defense against slander. And here's what he says about it. He goes on and talks about the Gardasil science, moves forward. He starts talking about all the stuff that's going on with Gardasil and how they're causing people to become sterilized. He's talking about how a lot of pediatricians who are trying to understand how this vaccine is actually approved, causing all of these problems in young girls. How could it possibly been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and then mandated by the CDC? And finally, he goes, many of the things he's going to say today would be slanderous, so I'm saying them anyhow. Finally, as a footnote, I'm going to say today about the specific biological mechanisms that allow this vaccine to cause harm in human beings. And see, he's all out there. He says the HPV, he says today we're going to talk about the clinical and trial about Merck's fraud in that process. And this is Merck's claim that it reduces cervical cancers and HPV associated cancers. The dangers of dying from HPV cancer in this country is only one death in 43,000 people. Do you hear me, friends? They're immunizing all of these girls to stop the death of one person in 43,000 people. It's ridiculous. So imagine you have a deck of cards, but instead of 50 cards, and there's 43,500 on the on a big, big table, and one of those cards is a black card, and you get that one and you die, okay? So Merc's deal is they're trying to remove that black card from the deck, but in order to play the game, make sure that Merc removes the black card, everybody who participates has to put in $420 because that's the cost of three doses of Gardasil. I mean, this is nuts. And all of this stuff is like a joke. And so there's what we need to realize. I mean, think about this. Lipitor was given during a study phase about 17,000 subjects. Half of them received Lipitor. Half of them received sugar pill. Looked identical. You know, why for so long? Because the injuries that were caused by the medication are latent, and they're not doing this kind of stuff with Gardasil. They're not allowing a real double-blind clinical research study to take place because they know if they do it, you're going to have a whole bunch of people with premature ovarian failure and all kinds of health problems from Gardasil. But yet, it's being mandated in different countries all over the world, including China, which is also run by the New World Order Rothschild Banking Cartel, because they also want to reduce the population of the Chinese. Remember, we, the useless leaders, according to Henry Kissinger, we need to be culled, you know, and we need to have our population dropped to about 500 million. So the planet can be more easily managed and trawled for energy as food from these interdimensional entities that seem to try to run the show no matter where they go. Guys, this is a mess. Don't listen to these liars about all these different drugs and diseases and things that they're trying to do and all the drugs they want to give you for this stuff. No, no, no. Do the research. Look it for yourself. If you want to just a real – just here's how you do it. Look up – put Gardasil into your search engine and say dangerous side effects, death rates. Don't put up benefits. Don't do that. Dangerous side effects, death rates, or death rates. You try to do them both, and you will get a plethora in probably every disease category with every drug you put in there. You're going to get a whole bunch of death rates associated with a whole bunch of different drugs. Then you got to ask yourself a question. Is there a natural approach to this? Well, maybe I need exercise. Just maybe I need to take some vitamins. And just maybe I just need to do what I need to do to stay healthy by, you know, changing my lifestyle. Just maybe. And guys, if you do that, you'll be amazed how quickly your body will respond. What do you think, Oz?
That's really well said. I mean, we see to the point now where I think we have roughly 60 to 70 million people on statin drugs now, U.S.-wide. I mean, it's insane. I mean, we're dealing with upwards of like a quarter of the population has or is currently taking statin drugs. And there's absolutely, in most cases, no legitimate purpose for them, because if you look at the research studies, there is no direct correlation that they help you live any longer, significantly longer, I should say. And then the CDC always likes to come out, and all these different other companies like to come out and they go, oh, well, we've prevented 80,000 heart attacks this year by people being on statins. First off, there is absolutely no way you can legitimately claim that with any type of certainty, claiming you prevented 80,000 heart attacks because these people are on some type of cholesterol medication is a bold-faced lie. There's no way to prove that at all. But one thing you can prove is that cholesterol is incredibly important to the body. I mean, even neurologist David Pulmitzer, he said a quarter of all the cholesterol in your body is found in your brain, where it performs the function as an antioxidant. Cholesterol is important to the body, to your brain, to your heart, to function. This whole thing has been a lie and a lie and another lie and another lie. They know if they suppress your cholesterol low enough, your sex drive goes down. They know that your immune system goes down. They know that your critical thinking goes down. They know that your overall cognitive functioning literally goes to crap. I know numerous people, personally know numerous people that have been on statin drugs before, and every single one of them that I've talked to, they can't function like they used to anymore. They're exhausted all the time. They lose train of thought all the time. They're constantly forgetting stuff all the time. They can't keep track of their schedule. They're trying to figure out what they have to do next. They have no energy. They don't want to have sex. All they want to do is sleep all the time. And you're going, well, what benefits are you seeing? Well, other than I feel horrible, I want to sleep all the time, I can't have sex, I can't think, I can't remember anything that's going on anymore, I'm losing muscle mass, I'm super weak in the gym, and overall I feel horrible, my cholesterol has gone down from 230 to 150, so they said that's a really good thing. And I go, You know the way I look at it? If it was going to take a little bit more off my life to have a higher cholesterol number, and I was going to feel great with great energy, great mental acuity, great sex life for the rest of my time, and I'm going to shave off about 6 days, which is what they claim the statins actually can add to you, is about 6 days. And you're going to shave 6 days off your life, but you're going to enjoy it, have incredibly good quality of life. I'm going to shave off the 6 days and enjoy my entire life all the way up into it instead of dealing with the last 30 years of my life in a mental stupor with no energy, unbelievably weak and frail, and want to sleep all the time. That's just a fact. Now, everybody can make their own decision on that. That's a personal fact to me. There's absolutely no reason to follow the mainstream lie. You don't have to believe me. Don't believe Dad. Look at the research that we put on the website. Do your own research and search what's going on. Figure out what's going on and look at the facts that are based on these statin drugs. Read the side effects, and also read the other websites that people have personal side effects from and the personal reviews on about what's going on, because this stuff is incredibly deadly, in my opinion. It's unbelievably harmful to the body, and there's no legitimate purpose whatsoever to be putting this stuff in your body. There's two easy ways. If you actually do have high cholesterol, like Dad said, you already went over the ways to handle it and address it. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Bayer now has gotten busted through Monsanto. For Monsanto is apparently, which we've known this for a while, we've just never really been able to prove it, but has been engaged over the last 10 years in building and manipulating essentially a hit list of journalists, lawmakers, and regulators. They said that Monsanto has basically been running a black ops division for 10 years, spending upwards of almost $100 million to silence and destroy anyone that interferes with them. French prosecutors said on Friday that they had opened an inquiry after newspaper Le Monde filed a complaint alleging that Monsanto had kept a file of 200 names of their, including journalists and lawmakers, in influencing positions on their pesticides. The hit list of journalists and lawmakers was directly translated into action to intimidate, threaten, or bribe these individuals, just as essentially happens in the United States as well. In fact, a Monsanto spokesperson has now confirmed the Monsanto mafia used the list to take out anyone standing in their way. And I quote, this is what Matthias Beringer said. There have been a number of cases where, as they would say in football, not the ball was played, but the man or woman was tackled, admitted Matthias Beringer. Beringer is the head of public affairs and sustainability at Monsanto. Beringer admits Monsanto collected non-publicly available data about individuals, and then he issued an apology from Bayer for the activity. Following an initial review, we understand this initiative has raised concerns and criticism. This is not the way Bayer seeks dialogue with society and stakeholders. We apologize for this behavior. There's been numerous individuals now that allegedly have been coming forward and claiming that Monsanto allegedly hired black op teams and private investigators to dig up personal locations of individuals, their families, and engage in activities to threaten and intimidate these individuals while publicly smearing them online. Now, whether or not all that is true, I can't prove that yet, but apparently in France they have had enough of these clowns and they are blowing the whistle on what's really going on. So I really hope this begins to open up again. As we've already seen Bayer get nailed Monday with a $2 billion settlement, which they're never going to get that much as far as in the trial. But again, they are winning these trials over and over and over again. And so it may be now that Bayer is on the chopping block and the globalists are going to have to scrap it and start up with something else as far as with glyphosate or ditch it. I mean, granted, glyphosate, there's a lot of other pesticides and herbicides on the market that are absolutely horrific. We know that. But glyphosate, as we have found, has been one of the most toxic because it doesn't dissipate. It doesn't go anywhere. That's the problem with it. They find it in food years later. They're finding it in breast milk and in urine, even when people haven't even eaten food that was allegedly exposed to glyphosate. This stuff is incredibly toxic to every living thing, except for the Roundup Ready GMO Monsanto corn that they love to tell you is completely safe. However, we know the truth about it. And again, we see Monsanto and Bayer involved again in more corruption to silence any dissident or any type of free speech discussing the truth about the toxicity of glyphosate, Dad.
You know, you can't say enough about it. I mean, it's like you think Agent Orange was bad. I mean, glyphosate is like 1,000 times worse than Agent Orange. And, you know, Agent Orange has been banned. but because the congressional leaders in our country and the EPA and all these guys decide that it's a good product and they're getting, how should I say this nicely? They're probably getting incentivized not to get it off the market. There you go. I said that pretty nice. By the way, Mel Gibson's back in the news again. He basically is casting in a Rothschild comedy and is sparking outrage. News of the film set among the New York super rich attracts criticism in wake of the actor's previous anti-Semitism controversy. So Mel's back in it again. He's also coming out with a new movie, the sequel to basically The Passion of the Christ. I wish he'd go ahead and get that thing out there pretty doggone quick. By the way, there's a secret Israeli company. I talked to you guys one time about Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was talking to me about this stuff back in the 90s. They use a What's Up app, and it used to call, and it's basically installed spyware on phones. Well, he wasn't talking about this. He was talking about the trunk lines coming through Italy, Israel, as far as in all the computers. The article goes on to say, with so much attention focused recently on constant consumer spying and privacy violations, erroneous or otherwise, by Amazon, Facebook, and now Twitter, it's easy to forget that virtually other communication apps have been used for the same purpose. And that's one secretive Israeli company relied on when they used a vulnerability in the popular messaging WhatsApp app, owned by Facebook, of course, another CIA front, to inject commercial Israeli spyware onto your phone. The company and the spyware technology dealer said was unique is how the app was infected with a simple phone call, whether you answered the call or not. LifeNews.com comes up with an article now, and it says Star Wars producers J.J. Abrams has decided he will donate his proceeds from his next show to support abortion. The liberal Hollywood empire is striking back against a new Georgia law that protects unborn babies from abortion once their heartbeats are detectable. So all the demons and all of these weird people are hissing and deciding to kick back. Absolutely crazy that this kind of stuff is actually happening among us. Guys, I love you. I had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. It's a privilege to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just, you know, being here and supporting Health Masters and getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for praying for us. And thanks for being here and just being part of our family. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and close it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you for the continued support of everything you're doing for us. And we really appreciate everything you continue to do. Be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com if you guys need anything at all. We have the Cortisol Buster that I put on a pretty big sale for the next week. And really want to kind of bring that in there. A lot of people have been asking me about how to reduce stress, how to reduce cortisol. This is one of the most effective formulas we've ever produced for that. I usually take about 4 to 6 of them a day, spread out throughout the day. You can look up the ingredients on the website and do a little bit more research if you're interested in it, but it's on a really big sale right now, 20% off on the front page. Cortisol Buster, really, really important right now, especially with all this stuff going on. Keeps your mental acuity tight, keeps your cortisol down low, which again, cortisol is a stress hormone. It increases body fat. It also increases as far as loss in mental acuity, digestion reduction, a lot of stuff. So reducing cortisol in stressful times is really, really important. Check it out on the website at healthmasters.com. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the continued support. And be sure to also check out the GHI Cleanse on sale for product of the week. Really popular product. GHI Cleanse hasn't actually ever been on sale to my knowledge on product of the week. So a really big deal right now. Thank you for everything. Have a safe night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.